Today's shir is Nedarim Mem Beis Amud Beis. On the second line, the Gemara says Mikomakom Kasha. You'd answer the question, the second question, but you didn't get the first question. We still have a Kasha on that. In other words, the way the most Meforshim learned, where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where they said they did the lashon of Nechasai Alecha, right? My property is also to you. If really the Machlokis is about the property itself, and they should have said it in case of nechasim elu alecha. These nechasim is going to be oser to you. So Ella continues the Moses like this: but nechasim elu, right? When we're talking about this property is oser to you, kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody argues in this case that it would be oser to get any benefit from the property even after it's no longer in the person's possession. Ki pligi bin nechasa. The machlokes is when the person says nechasai, my property is also to you. The Rambam in the Dorim Perek Lamed, no, I'm sorry, Perek Vav, Yud Gimel says v'also l'ruvin lechol mipeiro sada shimon la'afilu b'shviyis shakol hefker. Right, everything's ownless shahar lifnei shviyis nodre. He took the shviyis for it. Avo imnod b'shviyis oichel min haperos hanotos. He could take the fruit that's stretching out chutz l'sada, outside of the boundaries of the field. Avlo yikanes l'sada afa pi shahakarka hefker. He can't go in even on the grounds hefker. Gezeir Hashem yashe sham achar shioichel. He'll stay there too long. Vlo hivkira oisa Torah el kolzman shaperos besocha. It's only hefker while kolzman that the fruits are inside of it. So Rambam says now, "V'med v'amorim is yudalad." Kisha amar lo hanayas hanechosim ha'elu asurim alecha. This, you know, hanah from this property is going to be oser to you. Ava im amar lo hanayas nechosai asurim alecha. But he says, my property is what's oser on you. Oshenish baruvein oshenader minichse shimon. Kevin shegiyah shviyas, when the shviyas comes, oichel mipeiros sadehu. He's allowed to eat the fruits from his field. Shahari yotzu mereshus Shimon. It's gone out of Shimon's property. Avlo yikanes l'sadehu min hatam shebe'erni. Where he can't go in because the reason we explained that was in the previous halacha in Yud Gimel. Okay, so now Gemara continues says like this: Rav Shmuel Sovri. It doesn't make a difference what the lashon was, whether it's nechosim or nechosai, adam oiser. Nevertheless, it's going to be oser, and it's still going to be prohibited for him to get any benefit from these nechosim, even after they've gone out of his reshus. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Sarvri, no, nechosim adam oiser. The guy says a lashon nechosim on these things. That's not. It means in general that these properties, whether I own them or not, are going to be oser. Nechasai, but when he says my property, in that case, ain't on him oser. You can't oser something after it's no longer in possession because nechasai, my property, kolzman to mine, that's when the prohibition is in place. Is it true that really somebody could say there's no difference between nechosim and nechasai, right? V'hatznan, we learned, it's going to be a mission in the fifth parak. Ha'oymel lechaver, guy says to his friend, Konam letoich beisecho she'ani nichnas. Right? There's a prohibition against going into your house. Sodcho, your field, she'ani lokeach. I'm going to, or take something from your field. So meis o shemach la'achir, mutter. Once this guy died, or he sells to somebody else, it becomes mutter to either go into the house or to buy the field, because you see clearly that the issu was only kolzman that belonged to the one he took the netter against. But this house I'm not going to enter. So this field I'm going to buy. So when you phrase it in a very general term, it's a din in this chefta of this house or this field. Then even if you would sell it to somebody else or die, no, because the prohibition was on the person's property, it was on the item itself. So you do see there's a chiluk between how you use a lashon nechosim versus nechosai. So how could he say? How could you want to suggest that there's a machlokes? So El, really, this is how you have to say pshat. Ki amri Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish bin nechosai. The din of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says that means it's no longer prohibited after it leaves the guy's possession. That's when it says nechosai, it's mine. Rav Shmuel bin nechosim elin. Rav and Shmuel are talking about a case when the person says these nechosim velo pligi, and they're not arguing. I mean, it's just each of the Amoroyim we're talking about a different situation. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're saying the case of nechosai, my property.
And Rav and Shmuel holding on the one says just the property in general, nechosim elu. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, v'shvi'is ein yorei letoch sadehu, right? In the Shemitah, you're not allowed to go into his field, but you could eat from the fruits and stuff that are like leaning over the benjer. So, ma'ishna de oichamin hanoitos, de peri de hefkerit ninun. What's the chiluk by the Shemitah year that you could eat because the fruits, it's hefker, Aranami afkara. The land's also, you know, is hefker, right? So yeah, everyone's allowed to go into the field and eat it there. So Amar Ula. Ula says, what's the din? Our Mishnah is talking about a case. Beomdin ilanos al hagavulin. When the fruit trees are like on the gavul, the borders, right? The way the Mefarsh explains, lachutz, they're right near the outside of it. Sheyocha litlosh min haperos min bechutz. You could stand outside this guy's field and take the fruit. B'shum ha'achi ein yoreid, so he's not going into the field. D'ha d'rachmana hafkarei la'ara gabi shviyas l'tzorach achila. The thing that made hafkarei was just on shvita is to go into the land to get to eat to it. V'achshav lo'haya nichnas l'tzorach achila, and he doesn't have to go in order to eat it. So that's the answer of Ula. Reb Shimon ben Eliyakim Omer, Gezeira Shema Yishe Bamido. There's a Gezeira that you're going to stand there longer than necessary, and then you're going to get, you know, Hana, right? So that's why you can't even go into the field. It's like a Din D'Rabbanan. But the Mefarsh says on this, Hod the Ketani Oichamin Hanoto, so you're allowed to eat the food from the border that's extending outside. Vade Kidat Kamar. It's like we said, Kigon, the Omdin Al Hagavum. When they're standing by the fruit that sticks out by the borders, you can't go in. Mishum Shiyoch Lahoshi Yado Velikach Mibachutz. You could stick out your hand and grab the fruit and not go onto the land. Aval Ein Omdin Al Hagavulin. You're not allowed to stand by the border. Ein Yorel Tokhsir. You're not allowed to go into the field. To also Lere Lisham. You can't go in. You're going to stay there too long. After you're eating, you're going to stand there. Become as hane min chosim the madir v'osir, and you're going to get hana from the property of the madir, and that's osir, right? The hide afkrine rachman when the Torah made it hefker kolzman shu oichel. That's when you're eating. Oz yochulam l'sham. Then you can stay. The hefker hooks. It's hefker. Aval shalol etzurach achila lo afkrei. But if you're going not for the purpose of eating, then it would not, in fact, be allowed. Okay. Good. Now we'll do the next mishnah. Is talking about hamudr hana mechavero. Guy takes a netter, not getting any benefit from his friend. Lo yishalenu. You can't lend him things, like animals or tools, the way the Ron explains. You can't lend things, you can't borrow things, right? You can't lend money to the Madir, or you can't borrow money from the Madir. You can't sell things to the Madir. You can't buy things from things because borrowing and buying the Madir is going to be also because you can't get any hana from him, right? And then the Rabbanan came along and said you can't do lending or selling to the Madir either because you might come to borrow or buy something, you know, from him in return. The Rambam brings this down in the same parak in Vav Halacha Tez Zayin. Says the Rambam, "V'osu l'ruvein lahashil l'shimun gezeira shema yishal mimenu." Right, you're not allowed to lend him things because it's a gezeira. Maybe you're going to come to borrow from him. V'hari osu b'hanoso, and he made a neder not to get any hanah from him. V'chein similarly, also l'halvoso, you can't give him a loan gezeira shema yil v'menu because maybe you're going to come to borrow back from him. V'lo yimkov lo, you can't sell him anything gezeira shema yikach imenu because you can't sell him because maybe you're going to come to actually buy something from him, and that's the reason why it can't be done. Because when you make a sale, even though the one who's, you know, purchasing, you get something back for your money, we still consider that to be a hana, because if it wasn't a hana from you, the right is you went to sold it, you want to sell it, and therefore that's why it's going to be usur.